T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a pleasure to have Carlos Peña in with us today. 14 years. 14 years. How did you play Major League Baseball for 14 years? And you look like you're 25 right now.
Thank you so much for saying that. You know, no, I'm telling you, when I think 14 years, I have to pinch myself. You know, I'm extremely grateful for the time that I spent in the big leagues. I remember when I was a kid, I dreamt about playing one game in the big leagues.
Right.
You know, let alone 14 seasons. That to me is just insane. So I didn't take it for granted. I still don't take it for granted. Yeah, I wish I could still be playing. You know, thank you for giving me a boost of confidence.
I saw you walk in there. I'm like, God, this guy could still be playing.
I saw him over the shoulder. I'm like, if that's Peña, he definitely could get down a uniform right now.
Here's the problem. Here's the difference between 51 and 41 right there, right?
I feel good. I feel really good. You know, all we got to do is convince the GM to give me a shot. I'll come back.
We'll call Chris.
The
Indians are about the only team you didn't play for.
You know, I used to love coming to Cleveland, as a matter of fact. Love the park. You know, hit a lot of home runs in the park. I don't know exactly what the number is, but there were a lot of home runs that I hit here at Progressive Field, correct?
Which park, was Jacobs when
which
you...
Which was yeah. Jacobs Field. Sometimes it's hard to keep track. But I used to love to dig into the box here in Cleveland. I really did.
Did it just fit your sight line? I mean, did you like the backdrop? Like, what was it?
Yes. I remember one thing. It's crazy how your memory goes immediately to that. I played in so many different stadiums, right?
Right.
But then I'm like, wow. Just stepping into the box here, the clay was so sticky. I felt like I got grounded, right? And then the backdrop was perfect. I saw the ball so bright. You know, and so big here at Jacobs Field at that time, right?
It's okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. No Clevelanders are going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I get it right.
Except for our friends in Mayfield Heights that work for Progressive.
But at that time, it was Jacobs Field.
It was Jacobs Field.
Anyways. Yeah. just a good hitting spot for me. So can someone look up how many home runs I hit here?
No, because it's going to be painful for Indians fans to have to go back and look that up.
All right, now I've got to ask you this. You participated. You were second to Prince Fielder, I believe, right? 2007?
Yes.
Home Run Derby in St. Louis, right? There has been a question, Andy, I'm sure you've gotten this. I think every show I've gotten it at night. Like, are you a little nervous about Carlos Santana because will it mess up his swing in the second half? Can we squash that? Is there any truth to, you think, at least in your participation, did it do anything as far as your swing in the second half?
I don't think so. You know, it's I think it's a theory, but in reality, this is something that we do every single day. And to come out one day and just tell yourself, look, I'm going to try to hit home runs, I'm like, wait a second, that's exactly what I try to do every single time I get up to the plate. You know, which is, what is it? What do we try to do when we go up to the plate? Be on time, put a good swing on the baseball, that way we can drive it. That's exactly what we do in the home run derby. At the very least, that's what you should be doing, trying to do in a home run derby. You don't try to lift the ball because you don't try to, you know, sometimes when you actually do that, it works against you. You start topping baseballs instead of getting some good lift. So, no, on the contrary, get on a nice little groove, be on time, and put a good swing on the baseball, you're going to hit some home runs.
How difficult is it, though, when you're going through, you get to the very end? I mean, you've got to be drained. I mean, I know you guys work hard and for the season, but, like, it seems like it's a different animal, is it?
Yes. And, you know, you hit the nail right on the head, because that is the only concern I would have. It's just fatigue and then trying to swing as many times as possible, as hard as possible, you know, not the right approach. But that would be my only worry, really, about your swing and possibly getting injured. But the key here, now that I participated in a home run derby, it's all about timing, rhythm, cadence. So no longer do you have to swing just out of your shoes and come undone. It's all about, let me get a nice little rhythm. The batting practice pitcher, the pitcher, it's incredibly important.
That was my next question.
Same cadence. And if you're able to get with that, you're gonna hit your home runs. That's it. Now, I wonder what these kids are thinking right now. I mean, I almost wish I could sit down with Vlad Guerrero Jr. It's like, listen, buddy, I know you can hit a ball 800 feet. I know it. But all you need is 360. That's it.
True.
So touch it, get ready for the next swing. Touch it, get ready for the next swing.
All right, we looked up your home runs. And outside of the places that you played every day, Jacobs Field was your favorite park to play at.
Oh, what?
You had 14 here.
Thank you.
Tropicana, 86. Comerica, 39. And whatever they want to call Oakland this week, 16. So, whatever.
See, I like playing here.
Unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of it. Was there ever a time that you were close to in free agency or anything that maybe coming here? Or the other Ohio fascinating story is Brian Anderson and you both. You played at Wright State for a year.
Yes.
So let me ask you the first question first. Was there ever a time you thought you might play in Cleveland?
No. I don't think I ever came close.
Okay.
I would have. Look, I love the uniform, right? So I'm like, man, that's a pretty cool uniform that I want to
that
wear.
That weighs into it, huh?
I have to. Yeah. I'm serious because when I was a kid, look, let me tell you, I have never stopped being a fan. Never, right? So one of my favorite uniforms in all baseball are the Indians. Right. You know, so I'm like, man, that would have been cool to wear that uniform. And second, I just love hitting in Cleveland.
Yeah, as we know.
But it never happened. It never came close to happening.
All right, let's go back and talk. I mean, Brian Anderson's a native son of here, obviously from Geneva. People love him. They loved him when he played for the Indians. Obviously went to pitch in a Game 7 of the World Series. But I never realized this Wright State bond that you would have with him as a young guy going into Wright State and playing a year down in Dayton. Like, I'm blown away. First of all, how did you get the thought of even playing at Dayton for a year? Or Wright State, sorry.
You know, one of the things that was very important to me was to make sure that my academics, you know, that there was a good school academically. You know, my father was always, and my mom were always sticklers about, hey, you know, academics, very important. That's number one. If you want to play baseball, you better take care of your school. So that was always at the top of my list. So engineering was a pretty good program over here at Wright State University, but the combination of D1 baseball,
right.
You know, Brian Anderson got drafted in the first round, third pick overall, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, just remind him. He'll tell you every time you see him.
Okay, there you go. That's probably why I remember, because he repeated it to me when I was over there in Tampa. But it was so important to have that perfect combination, and Wright State was exactly that. I really enjoyed my year over there. Ron Nischwitz was the head coach, and we had Bo Belinsky as well as the hitting coach, and he was fascinating to me as well as far as hitting was concerned. So really a good time. I mean, I ended up leaving. I got homesick, to be quite honest. It was my first time away from my family, and I went back to Massachusetts. That's where we were based out of.
Too close to Cincinnati, too much chili. That's what I would say.
We're talking to longtime veteran Carlos Pena, now with the MLB Network. So I want to plug the MLB Network. Now, I've got to ask you this. The Indians right now are a team that I know here in Cleveland we've gone back and forth. Are they a team that can legitimately compete? They've had a lot of injuries. They've had a lot of guys, Jose Ramirez, off to slow starts. But all of a sudden, you wake up today as we get ready for the All-Star game, and we're here in Cleveland, and they're 50-38.
Yes.
What's your read on this team, and are they a legitimate playoff team in your mind?
One of the most important things, something that I always look for, is how teams, you know, handle adversity, you know, and you always wonder if teams are going to come undone, right, because of the injuries. And, guys, look, we go back 2 months, and things were not looking pretty here. I mean, really. They were thinking, you know, firsthand, of course. And we're talking about possibly dismantling the ball club, trading everyone away. But guess what? You are 50 wins right now. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a sign of a good team. If you go through all these injuries and you're sitting – you know, up high in the standings, even with all those unfortunate injuries that you've had, Clevinger, you know, we're talking about, you know, Bauer has been on and off. You know, obviously this kid intrigues me all the time, you know, because he can be so amazingly good, and then he has, you know, a tough outing or whatever. You know, you have the injury to the arm of
Kluber,
you know, that was ugly. You're like, okay, the Indians are done. No, they're not. That, to me, is a sign of a good ball club. And let me tell you, this whole entire week, you know, the festivities, they have a tendency to really propel a team forward. Carlos Santana, let me tell you, this kid, when he first came up, I remember being at first base, he gets over to first base and says to me, "Hey, Mr. Pena." I'm like, "What? Why are you calling me Mr. Pena?" And I'm like, "It's okay, but you know, I'm listening." It's like, "Hey, I really appreciate the way you play. I like your eye at the plate. You know, I like your discipline at the plate, and I try to emulate that. You know, and I remember that. I'm like, "Hey, man, thanks for saying that, kid." You know, and I was impressed by that because of his humility. So he goes over there to Philly, and for some reason, it's just, I'm like, this uniform doesn't look right on him, right? And then he comes back over here and has this. He's having an all-star year. He's in the all-star team. He's going to be in the home run derby tonight. I'm so happy for the kid. And obviously, he's been key to keeping this ball club afloat.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not trying to be overly just because I'm here in Cleveland right now, but I really believe that the Cleveland Indians are a team that's going to continue to compete, and it's going to be a thick of things at the end of the year.
All right, Carlos, we got to let you go. You got a busy day. What you got coming up on MLB Network? After Chris Rose.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, right after.
Chris Rose, your man. Look, with the network, all my colleagues, we're going to have so much fun, man. We're going to be out there pregame, you know, covering tomorrow's, you know, situation with the batting practice, and it's going to be so much fun. We're going to be on the field talking to every single player. I love doing that, by the way. Then tonight, before the Home Run Derby, that's one of those things that I also enjoy. We're going to be on. Brian Kenny and I are going to be covering – you know,
talking
about Home Run Derby and who do we think is going to come out with the title at the end.
That'll be fun. Life is always good.
Tune in.
As long as you can lean on the batting cage, right? As long as they still welcome you in that little 2-foot area and you're not really media behind it. But if you can put your arms on the batting cage, life is good, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try that today.
Okay.
Hopefully the security guard's not going to be like, "Hey, sir, you got to go."
Hey, we'll thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.